When Spaniards are too tired to cook or go out to eat, they don't have to settle for pizza delivery. They can get home-cooked food, just like Mama used to make, by logging onto the web. An online forum called Telemadre connects mothers who love to cook and young people who don't have the time or the inclination. The idea is a hit among older women with empty nests. Jerome Sokolowski met one of these Telemadres in her kitchen.
Nati Garcia is making vichyssoise and stuffed eggplant in her suburban apartment. When she's finished, a taxi will come by to pick up the food and take it to an office in downtown Madrid. There, four hungry young graphic designers will have it for lunch, which is the main meal of the day in Spain. Garcia is a widow whose four children have left home. After 30 years as a housewife, she sure is a good cook. So when the founders of Telemadre asked her to become their first telemom, she didn't even think twice.
I thought it was a good idea because all of a sudden I felt alone after having a home with a large family, and I also liked the idea of getting paid for it.
Since Nati Garcia got started 2 years ago, hundreds of other mothers have joined Telemadre.com. The name is a play on Spain's biggest pizza delivery service, Telepizza. Every day, mothers looking for telehijos, or telechildren, log on to the forum to advertise their specialties. A telemadre in Seville makes exquisite blood sausages and empanadas. A telemadre in Barcelona cooks pork loin with almond sauce and banana chocolate cake for dessert. Spanish women have come a long way, economically and socially, in the decades since the Franco dictatorship, when husbands were legally allowed to beat their wives. But many older women have been left behind by emancipation, says Concepción Fernández Villanueva, a professor of feminist studies.
Here in Spain, equality for women has been very recent and very rapid, but a whole generation of women has found itself shut out of professions, and the solution for them has been small businesses like hair salons or telemadres.
The idea also works because husbands and children, both boys and girls, still expect mama's home cooking, even after they've moved out of the home. Telemadre co-founder Eva Salmeron explains.
In Spain, many people stay living at their parents' apartment until they are 30 years old. So when they get a chance to leave and a job, sometimes they don't know how to cook because they didn't need to learn how to cook.
Salmeron admits that she herself has no desire to learn how to cook. Octavio Contreras would like to learn, but his work, combined with graduate studies, doesn't leave him with enough time. So he found a telemadre in his own neighborhood who feeds him for about $6 a meal. Contreras' face brightens when he talks about her lentil stews and rice puddings. But he also likes that little bit of extra mothering he gets.
She says, well, there are 2 weeks that you never eat fruit or you don't eat fish, and, well, I send you this. Even you like it or not, you gotta eat fish this week. And I say, well, okay, she's my telemom, she tells me what to eat.
And does she cook better than his own mother? Well, yes, he says, hoping that his own mother won't be listening to this report. For NPR News, this is Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.